Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. You know, we talk so often on the podcast about homeschooling and the privilege that we have to be with our kids and to disciple their hearts. And we talk about all sorts of things. We talk about organization. We talk about curriculum and we talk about scheduling our day out. And we talk about so many things, but every time we always point it back to, but God's word, it is the most important thing. If your kids are a math whiz and they know everything there is about science or everything there is to know about history, but they don't know the word of God, you're doing it wrong. I'm saying that out loud. You're doing it wrong. If your kids don't know Jesus and they don't have a relationship with him, you're homeschooling them wrong. You need to point them to Jesus. That is our job as parents, because in the end, all that matters is their relationship with Christ. And, you know, many years ago, I realized that we could know everything about the Bible, but if we don't know Jesus personally, it makes absolutely no difference if we don't have a relationship with him. However, the way that we earn and gain a relationship with him is by knowing his word and learning how to dig deep into his word. And so oftentimes on this podcast, we have had different, you know, publishers and authors of different Bible curriculum. And we love that. We love having them on, and we only ever bring people on who we believe in what they have published and written. But this is a little bit different. What you're doing, you're not just teaching people like, here's what the Bible says. You're teaching kids and parents alike how to dig into scripture and how to really study and understand God's word. And so I love your testimony. I love how God just got you on this path of teaching this to people and first kids. So talk about just that transformation that you saw really in your own class, and how, I mean, are you still seeing those kids? I don't know how long ago you did that, but are you still talking to any of those kids? And have you seen in the long run that kids who you've taught how to study God's word are still holding tight to that?
Yeah, those are great questions. And so it's been 5 years now since I've been out of the classroom. So my students are now, you know, in eighth grade on up. Some of them are out of college and married, which I can't even believe. but yes, it's been exciting just to see how, you know, when kids are little, when you really equip them to study scripture, how it can last, you know, their entire lives. Like even just this weekend, a former student texted me, and, you know, my students still call me Miss You, even though I tell them they can call me Elizabeth. And she was like, Miss You, you know, like Miss You, like I'm reading God's word and I love him, but how do I make Jesus the only thing I want? You know, and just, I was just like, oh, and I texted her back. And I was like, let's talk, you know, this is a really great question. Let's talk on the phone. And then a few weeks ago, my brother, he went in to have a doctor's appointment, and his doctor is actually the dad of a former student of mine. And when he went in for the appointment, the dad was like, oh, make sure you tell your sister that my son is, you know, like he just graduated high school and he's about to have completed his third time reading through the Bible. Wow. And like, I was just like, oh, that is so exciting. Cause you know, when I graduated high school, I hadn't read through the entirety of scripture. You know, it wasn't until I was in college and I was like, if I call myself a Christian and that means I'm a Christ follower, I better get reading, you know, this book that God has revealed himself to us in. So yes, it is so exciting for me to see, you know, this transformation continue. And when I was teaching, I had this one aha moment that really has led me now to where I am in teaching kids how to read scripture and interpret it. And I was teaching a really engaging and interactive Bible lesson. You know, I'm sure so many homeschool parents, you know, like to do that, make the Bible come alive to your children. And I was doing this in the classroom and all of the students were engaged in this activity. And I just had this moment where I stood and I looked around the room and I thought, what are they going to do over the summer? And I thought, you know, if I'm not there to plan Bible lessons, and if their parents aren't planning Bible lessons or reading devotionals with them every day, are they going to have any daily interaction with God's word? Mm-hmm. And I knew the answer to that question without a doubt. You know, I knew the answer was no, because I had been creating dependence on me, which is something, you know, that I even saw in the women's Bible studies that I was part of. I remember one year, you know, I was part of a great women's Bible study. We had an amazing teacher, you know, she was just really solid in God's word. She wrote the studies herself, just amazing. But I remember in my small group, it was one of our last weeks, and the women were like, oh my goodness, like it's May and Bible study doesn't start up again until September. Like, what are we going to do? And I was like, read the Bible? Right. And everybody was like, how do we do that? And I was like, oh my goodness, like, do we adults not even know how to do this without a Bible study leader writing questions for us or an author writing a devotional for us? And I thought, you know, this can't be. Like, yes, we can utilize teachers and other resources to help us, but we really, if we know how to read, we should know how to read God's word. And so that moment, you know, in my Bible study, and then that, you know, the corresponding moment in my classroom really got me thinking, what can I do to get these kids comfortable in reading God's word? And so the next day I came back to school and I completely changed my game plan. Now I put down the school's Bible curriculum. I didn't abandon it in that I still stayed on track with what we should have been learning throughout the school year. But instead of, you know, like planning these lessons with skits and, you know, games and all this, I was like, you know what, we're just going to read the Bible. And so I had my students take out their Bibles and we would read, you know, the portion together. And I would just slowly give them skills in how to read and interpret scripture. And I mean, at the time we were reading through the book of Deuteronomy, you know, so it's not even like we were like in the Gospel of John or something, you know. And we did that together. And then, you know, next month I would break them up into small groups and have them implement those skills. And then we'd come back together and talk about it. And then the month after that, I'd have them read on their own. And then we'd come back together and talk about it. And to my shock and amazement, most of the students really took off with it. Like they felt all of a sudden empowered to be like, oh my goodness, like I can read this on my own. Now, granted, you know, there's certain passages in the Old Testament, you know, at an 8 or 9 year old level that aren't developmentally appropriate. So we would skip over those and we would talk about why, you know, it's, these are in God's word for a reason, but you know, they talk about, there's some portions that talk about human sin. And you know what, at 8 and 9 years old, you don't need to know about all of the human sin that's out there. Right. But it was just so exciting for me to see. And so many students challenged themselves after that to continue reading through the Bible, you know, over the summer. And the next years when I'd be in the cafeteria having cafeteria duty, the students would stop me and say, oh, Miss Yu, like I'm almost done with the Old Testament. I'm in Jeremiah, or Miss Yu, I'm in the Gospels, or Miss Yu, I'm almost done. I'm in Revelation. And I was like, wow, it's so exciting to see that children, you know, they really can hunger after the things of God, and they really can hunger after God's word. And if we teach them how to be self-feeders, you know, how much better off are they going to be than if they're just continually dependent on us for every spiritual meal? So it's just so exciting to see what the Holy Spirit can do in the life of a child, you know, who's really equipped to seek God through his word.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.